AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. An executive at Facebook says Tashfeen Malik posted comments praising the Islamic State group just as she and her husband started shooting at a crowd in San Bernardino, California. The AP's Tommy Abdullah has details.
Facebook discovered that she'd made these postings on an alias account, reported it to law enforcement, and removed the profile, which is no longer up. Facebook actually has a team dealing with such issues. They're constantly on the lookout for the violations of the community standards. They deal with law enforcement, for example, in this case.
Malik and her husband, Saeed Farouk, were later killed after 14 people were killed in San Bernardino. The couple has a six-month-old daughter. Farhan Khan is Farouk's brother-in-law.
My attorneys are working. Hopefully we'll go through the process and we can adopt her.
He told NBC News he can't understand why this happened. Investigators are working on a motive. John Cohen, a former counterterrorism coordinator for the Department of Homeland Security, thinks Malik may have been inspired by Islamic State ideology, but that doesn't mean that she was in direct touch with the group. The Federal Reserve has been talking a lot about raising interest rates, and today the government announced 211,000 jobs were added last month.
This very much seals the deal. I think that, quite frankly, they've been doing a lot to sort of telegraph that they were really going to raise rates in the middle of December, unless, of course, we saw some really bad numbers.
Economist Hugh Johnson says the jobs report is better than expected, and stocks are sharply higher. The Dow is up 345 points. Texas is dropping immediate efforts to block the arrival of Syrian refugees who are scheduled to resettle in the state next week. The attorney general withdrew a request for a temporary restraining order to stop six Syrian refugees from coming to Dallas. The E. coli outbreak connected to Chipotle restaurants has reached three more states, Illinois, Maryland, and Pennsylvania. The CDC says seven more people have gotten sick. This is AP Radio News. Court records show a senior business advisor to Donald Trump's real estate empire, Felix Sater, has been involved in some criminal activities. The AP's Jeff Horowitz has the story.
Sater's background includes an assault conviction for stabbing a man in the face with a broken margarita glass and a $40 million stock fraud scheme and extensive ties with various elements of the mob. He never received a paycheck. However, he was authorized to represent the Trump organization in terms of searching for new business opportunities.
Trump said during an AP interview Wednesday he recalled only bare details of Sater. A judge in Denver has ordered Colorado theater shooter James Holmes to pay about $955,000 in restitution to the victims of the shooting. It's unlikely the money will be paid. Holmes was sentenced to 12 consecutive life terms without parole. 12 people were killed 3 years ago during a midnight showing at the theater in Aurora, Colorado. Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.